If you take a moment and take a look around, you'll see that Donegal ETB is a part of every corner of the county. We have 11,000 students through community education right through to PLC programmes. So, you know, we are available in every community within Donegal, definitely. That's a source of great pride for us. But maybe our... In particular for our younger people, do not necessarily think of Donegal ETB as their first or best next step after leaving full-time education. And we'd like to challenge that and say, you know, look what we have to offer. It could be maybe more established among the older profile, but we'd also like to raise awareness among our younger people.
And with that in mind, you do have that special session in the Radisson Blue Hotel in Letterkenny tonight, which is aimed at younger people and in particular at school leavers. What puts that target group in your sights this year?
I think the reality is that in order for us to stay current, we need to evolve and we need to engage across the spectrum. We need to engage all ages within County Donegal. So, you know, we do find that younger people as well sometimes maybe need that wee bit longer to make a decision, or maybe need that extra year to make a decision about what their best next step is, whether that's employment or higher education. And further education can offer an opportunity to kind of develop the emotional skills, the kind of workplace skills that would be essential whether you decided to go into the workplace or continue with your education in another institution. But staying in Donegal also has a huge benefit for us, Donald. These young people, when they stay in Donegal, they find part-time work or they work here and they develop and they contribute within our own community. So further education can offer a great opportunity to do that.